Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to another Best of Secret Artists. This week we are going to be answering, what is art? We've basically put together a compilation of all the different episodes to give you a little bit of extra content for your lockdown needs, because let's be honest, we're all very lonely and need a distraction from the impending doom of this pandemic. Hope you're managing to stay sane, healthy, and lots of you have told me that you're doing lots of painting. Some people are just getting into painting, some people are taking it back up, which is great to hear. Please keep sending us your photos, and hopefully this is something nice that you can listen to whilst drawing or painting. So our guests are going to be answering, what is art? Finally, that question has been answered. Enjoy. Oh, also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Secret Art Pod. Download, subscribe, blah blah blah. Wash your hands.
What is art, Alex Horn?
You should know. That's a good question.
Thank you.
I suppose my answer would be, we did a task which was make the best art using, I think it was, what was it? I think it might have been gaffer tape. And Lisa Tarbot did something amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, no, it was using squirty cream. That's what it was.
Oh, nice.
Classic Taskmaster fodder.
Quite an art attack.
Yeah. And she made this frame using gaffer tape. That's where the gaffer tape comes in. And then just let the cream run down the wall. It's outside.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that, look, that is art. And it was the only one of the people's effort that felt like art.
Right.
But it's very hard to put your finger on why. But I think
that must have smelled quite horrible.
It smelled all right. Well, eventually it smelled horrible, I suppose.
I guess you don't have to deal with the
No,
sort of
we
cleanup.
Have people.
Got sort of staff to do that.
But it made us, I guess it made us step back and look at it and sort of make us think about it.
Mm.
So maybe that's something to do with what art is.
Something that makes you think about. Something that makes you think.
Yeah, something that someone else has created.
Mm-hmm.
For some sort of reason, maybe.
Something that someone's created for Taskmaster.
Yeah.
With cream.
No,
who do you think has been the most creatively talented?
Well, Noel Fielding was remarkable.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And seeing him in action was brilliant. And actually, we did a really good thing that I thought was good. We did a secret, a bonus task at my house, which he thought everyone was doing. But it was just him.
Oh, really?
And it was create the best, make Alex look cool with graffiti on the shed.
Just so you could get a free
Yes,
yeah, so
I've
work
got a Fielding portrait of me. It took him 7 minutes. I think we gave him 7 minutes to do it. And it's so good.
He went to Camberwell, I think.
That sounds right.
That's where I went.
For oh, really?
Well, I just did an art foundation there, but I think he did a full degree.
I mean, just seeing him do it was brilliant.
Katie Wicks was very good as well.
Yeah. Well, Lisa Tarbuck was... I mean, you can just tell, can't you, who can do it and who can't.
Mm.
I suppose. Not that there is a can and can't, but I think there is.
What would be your best task if you went on it as a
I think annoyingly I'd be the geeky person who spots the tricks, because that's my
the
world.
Lateral thinking ones.
Yeah, maybe that's what everyone likes to think anyway.
Brett Goldstein.
Brett,
yeah,
what is art?
Art is a way of perceiving the world through a different lens.
Lovely.
And to show the world in a new light.
Are you reading that off something?
No, it's what I'm thinking it through. And to hopefully bring joy or inspire awe, and to make you see the world anew. Is that right?
Absolutely lovely, yeah. So do you think it always has to inspire joy?
No, it doesn't have to inspire joy, but I think it should be the equivalent of like, what's the word when they say like, you know, pan out? No, what's it like, zoom out?
Yeah.
Like you go, oof, we're only tiny specks.
Oh, what, to sort of give us perspective?
Give us some perspective or at least...
on how small we are in the grand scheme.
No, or just make you go, ooh, kind of...
Ooh. Ooh.
Bloody hell. I hadn't thought of it like that.
Bloody hell, I'm alive.
Yeah. I don't know.
To be grateful for our existence.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, it couldn't be dark. Of course it could be dark.
Some of the best art is dark.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, I think that's it. To make you see the world in a different light.
Mm.
Does that sound right?
Sounds right to me, yeah. That's exactly what I've got written down here, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good answer.
Thank you. What do you think it's for? Showing off.
I have got a massive painting on display as you walked into the room because I was working on it when you arrived, but it did look like. What is art? Dan Cook?
Such a big question. What is art? I guess it's anything that makes you feel something, isn't it?
I mean, I don't have the answer. Oh, shit.
I think it's just something that creates an emotion. Something that you've created that stirs an emotion in someone.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my answer.
What emotion does my painting stir in you?
Oh, it's got a lot of energy. Mystery.
Rob Orton.
What is art?
For me, art is anything that doesn't exist until you do it yourself. So anything that only exists because you've decided that it's going to exist, whether it be like, I don't know. I know maybe you can't call a salad art, but you could do. I think what annoys me is that anyone who thinks that they know what is and isn't, or someone who tries to know something about creativity when really everyone's just trying to have a bit of a go, you know.
And like reviewers.
Well, maybe, but you know, I've kind of come to peace with reviewers. I know that they've got to make a living, and some, you know, people need to know maybe what they're going to see. I think.
Do you think they're important for art?
I think that it can be good for like big West End shows.
Yeah.
Say like if you've got some people coming down from York and they're going to be paying £70 for a ticket.
They want to know what it is.
They want to know what it is. And I think if a reviewer's been and has seen loads and loads of West End shows over the years,
mm-hmm.
then that's totally valid, that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other times when you're like, ah, come on, give me a break. I'm doing a work in progress at Latitude Festival and you're reviewing it and tearing me a new one. I don't think that's very fair.
Sounds very specific.
Ellie White. What is art?
I think it's something that makes us feel emotion, something that doesn't necessarily have a practical purpose, is visually, causes a kind of, is visually, what's the word I'm looking for?
Reactive. Evocative?
Yeah, evocative, visually evocative.
Yeah.
And yeah, you react to the aesthetic of it and what it makes you feel in that sense.
A lovely answer.
I think it's very, I like art that I go, wow, how did they come up with that idea? Or how did they create that colour or that pattern moves me? But that's not necessarily what art is. That's just what I like.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's part of it, isn't it? Like what, it's subjective. Yeah. Lucy Pearman. Lucy.
Hello.
Hi. What is art?
What is art? Is it sort of something nice to take in?
Sounds like it.
Let it out, take it in.
You're talking about the whoopee cushion?
Yeah. What is art? What do you think art is?
Oh God, no one's ever asked me the question back.
Oh dear. Playing with the format.
What do I think art is? Something, a physical manifestation of human creativity. That sounded wanky, didn't it?
No, it was very articulate actually.
Was it?
Yeah. It was lovely.
Phil Wang.
What is art? Phil? It is Phil, isn't it?
I read or heard the definition that art is anything that is not necessary.
Ooh.
And so elements of things that, even things that aren't necessary, will have elements of art because they will have elements that are not necessary. So like a fork is not art, but the curves on a fork are, you know.
But then it wouldn't be a fork without the curves, no?
They're necessary. Well, once you've got the four prongs, the four sharp prongs and a handle, that's a fork. Anything beyond that is art, because you've satisfied the practical requirements of a fork.
Okay. So would you say like a car is necessary or is it art?
Elements of a car are art.
I don't have a car.
A car's design it has elements of art in it. If it was just a chassis and wheels and a chair and a cage, a roll cage.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Oh, that's your car? You park it outside, okay, do you find a space?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, man, I'm really
fucking going for the case. I'm currently trying to paint orange velour.
So I quite like the definition of art. Otherwise, art is just, I think, anything created with the intention of eliciting an emotional response from someone.
Mm. So do you think comedy is art?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think because the intention is so clearly defined, people like to think that it isn't art because it doesn't leave much room for interpretation. Mm. But it still is art, I would say.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Joel Dommett and Hannah Cooper.
Joel?
Yeah.
What is art?
Oh my God, what a goddamn question. I think art is conversation and expressing one. Ah, my two B's broke all the way through. I think art is when your two B's broke. I'm going to have to swap. I'm going to have to swap to like a 3B or something.
This was a question on... did you see that Banksy released some artwork?
Oh, yeah.
And that was the question, to be able to get into the draw, to be able to then have the opportunity to purchase. It was a very long process, but the question was, what is art?
Oh, he's been listening to the podcast.
Yeah. Mm.
I just focused too much
That's
on my face.
Bum smacking for those listening.
The thought that...
That is a genuine bum smack.
Oh my God, sexy.
Maybe we turn that into a jingle.
A jiggle jingle.
I think art is whatever you want it to be.
Thanks, Hannah.
Yeah. And I think it's expression. That's what it is.
Mm. A pile of bricks on the floor is art to some and trash to others. Mm. Has that been put on a t-shirt before?
Probably. Mm. It's quite long for a t-shirt. You probably have to edit.
Long sleeve.
Text from wrist to wrist. Harriet Kemsley.
What is art to you, Harriet, if not looking out of a window? She's done that profile thing with her face again.
She's doing that thing again. That seems like a trick question. I don't know what art is. Isn't that what... I feel like I'm being tested, like I'm in art again, like year 9 art class. Art is like a drawing of something.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
It's not a test, by the way. I haven't got really, the answer written down.
It really
feels
like a test. It's like art is something that is drawn or painted or seen in someone's vision. So that's how they see it. But then that's not how I see Isla. So that doesn't make any sense. That maybe it pink is. Blonde is not how I see her.
Isla actually you? So that's how you see yourself. You've actually done a self-portrait.
I see myself as radioactive waste. That's bleak, isn't it?
It's really a pink
what
mess.
What opinion I have of myself,
into
yeah.
The world.
Yeah, I think I'm not very good with spatial stuff either, so that does make it more tricky maybe to know like dimensions.
Mm. You've actually got a much tougher angle than I have.
Yes, it's the angle probably. Actually.
I'm kind of front onto the cat, whereas you're having to turn around to look at the cat.
Yeah. She's got her eyes shut as well, though, so I don't know where her eyes are.
Yeah, I've kind of done her eyes half open, but they're now shut. But I wanted to get the kind of green in.
Holly Byrne.
Holly, what is art? Oh, God. Art is anything you want it to be, yeah?
Yeah.
What is your take on the world?
Mm.
It's that thing people say, art is, if it's called art, it's art. If you say it's art, isn't it?
Yeah. What if I say it's not art?
But if the person says it's art, then it's art.
So it's up to the artist to determine whether it's art or not.
Well, that's what some people say. But I'm not sure I agree with that.
Like if I said that sofa was art, would that make it art?
Well, some people say it would. But...
But some people
tell you what, it's very small, isn't it?
My sofa?
No, the bee.
The bee is so small.
So it's difficult to sort of... I'm using that as an excuse now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But I think you just got to do what you can see, as you said.
Yeah, say what you see. Do what you see.
Say what you see.
Say what you see.
Babe.
Katie Wicks.
All artists are perverts.
Yeah. It feels like things like this. It's so nice to talk about something you care about.
Yeah.
Other than comedy. Oh, and also there's so much crossover.
Yeah, do you think there is crossover? What, in terms of writing?
Well, I feel like, do you remember, you're probably too young to remember, there was a double act called Noble and Silver.
Was that Kim
and
Noble?
Yeah.
I've seen him, but I didn't see the double act.
And it was like, the first time I saw them, what I found so extraordinary about it is they were clearly like art school kids that were just making some comedy, and it was brilliant and really experimental and weird. And I remember being really excited about the idea that there was this crossover in like the way you, this kind of sideways thinking.
Yeah.
And if you also had a sense of humour, like, you know, why not?
Lou Sanders.
Lou.
Yes.
Do you mind if I ask you?
Well, I've finished my painting now. Ask me anything you want.
Ask you what art is.
My brother would be better answering this.
Yes, but your brother isn't a well-known comedian.
He's lovely. Anyway.
Anyway, what's art?
Yeah, what's art, yeah. Can I phone a friend? No, I think it's... Oh, there must be so much written on this. Seems silly to ask me, really.
Just back yourself.
I think something that is a luxury that helps us feel something... Express ourselves if you're doing it. Feel something if you're consuming it. Well, you don't have to feel anything, I suppose.
There's no right or wrong answer, by the way. I don't know.
What is art? It's a luxury that we need. That's quite nice, isn't it?
It is quite nice.
Oh, Annie, I've let one go in these things.
Pierre Novelli.
Pierre, question for you.
Yes, please.
What is art?
What is art? Bloody hell. I'm tempted to say anything that gets a reaction is art.
Love that.
So if you can get a reaction from you and the reaction was... if there's intent, I think, but then that fucks up found art, doesn't it? But then I've always been a bit suspicious of found art. But then maybe that's the reaction they want.
Can you explain a bit about found art?
From what I can glean, it's just the example I remember is someone sort of went through a rubbish tip and found cool bits of rubbish that now had attained a new meaning through their transformation and becoming thrown away.
But that person knowingly says that they're creating art with it.
Yes, they say, look at this thing, here's the meaning I've given it, or I'm placing it in a new context and therefore changing how it is perceived. I remember a very intelligent friend of mine called William Seward, who is a lunatic and well known at the Fringe for his mad fun shows.
Mm-hmm.
He once explained to me the fact that concepts are completely contextual. And I was a young undergraduate and he was doing a master's in anthropology, I think, social anthropology. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, this was the example he used that blew my mind. He said, if there's mud on a motorcycle, the mud is the dirt. But if there's an abandoned motorcycle thrown into the middle of a nice muddy field, the motorcycle is the dirt.
Whoa.
And I was like, whoa, that's true. You wouldn't like seeing the motorcycle there, would you? It would be like, no, someone's thrown away a motorcycle. And I thought, that's great.
It's all about context.
Yeah, and so probably found art is about that, right? Changing the context.
I think so, yeah.
I do think comedy is art. A lot of people don't. I must admit that I do think that.
I think it is. It pisses me off that it's still in the newspaper sections as nightlife.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so there's like...
Come on, newspapers.
And that's why you get so many cunts at comedy gigs, because they're like, oh, it's night out, get drunk and shout.
Just have a bad time, ruin everyone's life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But and then you get art and under culture, you get like art, music, and theatre.
May Martin, what do you think art is, May?
It is holding a mirror up to our world.
Love that.
Do you like that?
Yeah, love that. Best answer yet.
Yeah, it's just like an interpretation of reality.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Can I take back my first answer? But don't edit it out because it was all right. But I think it's like taking chaos and then imposing some level of order onto it so that you can turn it into something beautiful that makes sense.
So do you think it has to be beautiful? I don't know.
I think it is, even if it's grotesque, though, like life, you know.
Yeah, I love that.
Do you have an eraser, Annie?
Yeah.
Or what would you call it, a rubber?
Rubber, yeah.
Filthy.
I don't have a rubber, but, you know, making mistakes is fine, isn't it? Why don't you just draw over it?
Okay, that's what I'm doing.
Or embrace the failure.
Yeah.
May, when you say grotesque, what do you mean?
About life being grotesque?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean... I think life is grotesque. Basically, okay. There's this myth, this Hindu myth. Can I say it?
Yeah, please.
Okay, basically, I'll try and make it brief. It's my favorite story. Basically, Shiva, it's part of like the infinitely rich mythology of Shiva.
Yeah.
So Shiva god of destruction, god of everything. He had a wife called Parvati,
mm-hmm.
and they're so in love. And anyway, one time Shiva's just chilling, and he gets word that there's this upstart demon
mm-hmm.
who's killing other gods and just causing trouble. And they're like, he's here and he wants to talk to you, Lord Shiva. Shiva's like, bring him in. So this guy comes in and he's like, the audacity.
Mm-hmm.
He says to Shiva, I want your wife. I want to marry your wife. I want to marry Parvati. He's like, I beg your pardon? Shiva takes one look at him. He opens up his third eye and he creates this monster. And the monster's nature is pure hunger. So the monster is basically a personification of just like hunger and desire. And he just wants to eat everything. And it's got the head of a lion. He's got like a lion's mane. And he's this kind of grotesque creature. And so the demon is shaking in his boots. He realizes he's fucked up. And so he says to Shiva, can you please grant me mercy? He's like, sorry, I fucked up. Please don't let this monster you just created eat me. And this is one of the things with Shiva, is that if you appeal to him directly for help, he yeah. has to help you.
Right.
So he's like, oh, okay. And then the monster goes, hey, wait a second. What do I eat then? You just created me. My whole nature is hunger.
Yeah.
And Shiva goes, I don't know, eat yourself. And oh. so the monster starts eating himself. He starts with his legs and his arms, and he just consumes his own body. He like sucks up all his hair into his mouth, and he just eats and eats until he's just a face gnashing its teeth. And it's basically it's meant to represent like how we're just created to consume and destroy, and how that's a beautiful aspect of life. Because when Shiva was watching it and watching this happen, he realized this is like the most beautiful thing he's ever seen. And so now in all Hindu temples, above the door is this thing called the Face of Glory.
Oh my god.
And it's an image of that monster's face, and it's meant to.
That sounds horrific.
No, I love it.
But
it means, and then so for you to go into the temple, you have to first acknowledge that life can be grotesque and is about destruction as much as it's about creation.
Mm. There's lots of grotesque elements to being alive, aren't there?
I guess it's not binary, is it? It's like because the grotesqueness can be beautiful too. That's the point of that myth.
Rose Johnson.
Rose. Yeah. What is art? The question everyone hates. What is art? I think it's like the product of the human need to express ourselves kind of creatively. Is that?
Yeah, that sounds like a great thing to me. Do you think sketch comedy is art?
No. Yeah. No, I think it is. Because I think it's esoteric. I think art is esoteric, really. Like, it has to be something that it's a way, like I said, a way of sort of something that is an expression of something that's sort of unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we need to do it. So then actually that does make it necessary. So I contradicted myself there. Oh, I quite like, I've just done something that I quite like. Just taken white from the in the Ooh, center.
I love how sort of impasto yours
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it will be. I can't do figurative stuff. Do you know an artist called Richard Diebenkorn?
No, but that is a great name.
Yeah, he's great. He, I went to a really good exhibition of his at the Royal Academy, like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really interesting because he started He sort of started really painting really abstract.
Yeah.
Then he went figurative, really figurative, mm-hmm. then went back to painting really, really abstract.
Yeah.
I just found it really, really interesting. And I, again, my train of thought is terrible because I can't concentrate. Yeah, there, yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
Can you
it's
see?
Sort of like Ewan Uglow. Do you know him?
No.
He does really nice figurative stuff, but they're all quite like geometric shapes and lines.
Yeah, like, that's all a, looks I've got quite a pic-
mathematical.
That's Richard Diebenkorn when he went through his figurative period, the woman with the newspaper. I found it really interesting and I really liked his style, and it reminded me the picture, the naked lady picture that I did that you liked.
Yeah.
it's not dissimilar to his thing. I just don't really like, because I think it's because I feel like my actual fine art skills are not good enough to like warrant being able to actually paint something like realistically. Do you know what I mean?
What, so you choose to go abstract?
Yeah, because I can do it. Like, it doesn't need, and there's no, it's not wrong. Whereas if you're trying to paint something figuratively, it can be wrong. Like, it's like, it doesn't look like that. Whereas if it's abstract,
yeah,
can't
that's
be
the
wrong.
Problem with doing faces, I find.
Rhys James.
What is art?
Well, it's not this.
That is good.
It's not.
It is.
It's so 2D and not symmetrical enough.
It is symmetrical, though. I love the handles.
Nah, one of them's too wide. That's pathetic. I'm fucking livid about it. Rhys, get a grip! I don't take well to doing things badly, okay?
I've decided
That's
to...
why I hate being a comedian. Okay. You're already painting!
Yeah, I know, because I couldn't get it right with the pencils.
Thank you very much. I'm paler than that. Is that me?
I know. Don't worry.
I'm much paler. You could have left that bit white.
Massive dollop of white paint. Adam looks like a Victorian ghost in this picture.
That's what people normally say about me.
Yeah, but weirdly, you look quite chiselled.
Oh, this is why I came on here. Art. Do you still want me to answer that question? Has everyone else have to answer that?
What's that? Art.
What is art?
Everyone has answered it, but I understand you're a different kind of guest.
So. What a difficult prick. It's anything. It can be anything, right? Art, surely. I'm actually not...
I'm curious, every question you answer.
Wouldn't you expect me... that's too wide. It's too wide. Would you expect me to be anti-art? Modern, anti-modern art? I'm into it.
I wouldn't expect your... I don't really know with you, because your stand-up is quite artistic. You do a lot of poetry. You're quite a thoughtful person, but a very cynical outlook, so hard to know quite where to place you.
Mean. Yeah, also I haven't said anything I've meant for 10 years, so...
Yeah.
Lolly Adefope.
Art is that which stirs emotion within the viewer through... what's the question?
What is art?
Something that is created in order to stir emotion within.
Mm, lovely.
Your fellow...
Your fellows.
Human, well, mainly human, you know. Yeah, animal.
She just trails off. That's whatever you want, really.
Well, yeah.
Do you think magic is art?
But I don't think art necessarily means that something's good as well.
Oh, no.
I think lots of things can be art and also be very bad.
Oh, there's bad art for sure.
Yeah. So art doesn't necessarily mean that you've done something good, but it means you've done something emotive, I think.
So all art is emotive, do you think?
Yes.
Well, Lolly...
You can't ever not feel an emotion, can you?
I don't know. Some art doesn't make me feel anything. But I guess, yeah. Are you saying that it's always been created with emotion? What about
I guess
like...
you're feeling indifference. Is that an emotion, in a way?
Mm. Yeah, but indifference, is that an emotion?
Not sure anymore.
And then you get commercial art like Damien Hirst, who just sort of churns out his dots.
Yeah.
I can't imagine he's probably feeling happy about all the sweet dollar going into his bank account.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, is that art? I think annoyingly, it's still art.
Mm. Well, Lolly... I think our time is coming to an end.
No, I've sort of started this background now. And...
All right, we'll finish the background. Oh, I love it. It's fiery.
Yeah, it's champagne on fire.
Nice. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.